up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Right. We have the wonderful Paul Ryder in for Brendan all this week. What is coming up, Paul?
Do you use the return scheme for the bottles? Are you a big fan of the bottle scheme returns? Scheme thingy.
Yeah, I am.
Do you fully take part? Like, have you got like, have you got like a drawer in your thing or what? How do you do it?
We have bags and the house is just full of plastic bottles and cans and we put them under the stairs and then we go down and do our thing.
And the money you spend and the money you get back, does that go into your shopping then?
It goes into the shopping, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, imagine it didn't go into your shopping and imagine you were able to buy a 2-bedroom gaff with the money. Because that's what's happened with Damien Gordon, who's a 36-year-old, who explains he would take long walks on the beach. He'd come across tons of rubbish just lying anywhere. And he lives in New South Wales, Australia, right? He shared that he was casually aware of the Aries return and earn scheme, offering 10 cents for every can collected and returned. He would go back to the beach.
Sorry, Paul, I have to stop you there. Who's...
Time and time...
Sorry, there's somebody... Who's that outside?
Paul Ryder!
What?
It's your birthday! Paul Ryder, it is James Duffy here, a longtime friend and confidant of Mr. Ryder. Now, Paul Ryder, this is your life.
What?
Paul Mark John Ryder, born May 29th, 1980-something, a native of Tallaght. He spends his free time enjoying a Starbucks in the square whilst indulging in some light shoplifting. He is a choreographer, a dance teacher since the age of 16. Yeah, and he now owns a dance school, which teaches underprivileged kids to dance. The kids have only recently been classed as underprivileged since they started with Paul. Paul lived in Newry during the COVID in the most beautiful cottage on the mountains. And unfortunately, after COVID, he came back. Drag Diva, who competed in Ireland's Got Talent, but sadly, he didn't have any, so he got kicked off the show.
Oh, you witch.
Paul has two amazing dogs that he calls his children, which is fitting, because they're the image of him. He married a beautiful Nordy man called Eddie. Paul and Eddie first hit it off on social media by commenting on each other's pictures with aubergine emojis before going on a date to the Hudson Rooms. And Paul's biggest ambition in life is to approach even 50% of the level of talent and stardom that I have. Well, Paul, a few people have sent in voice notes with a couple of stories that only you would know.
And decided to just go and do a full-fledged poo all on the stage while we were mid-performance.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting Paul Ryder. Yeah, a very interesting story. I think we'll have to listen to the full clip.
Yes.
Yes, you guessed right. It's Dublin Drag Diva Davina Devine. Old pal, old confidant, and all-round good time gal. So,
happy birthday, Paul.
They say never work with animals or children. And I remember when Paul was just a fledgling dancer and I was a fully fledged Dublin diva. Paul was doing backup dancing for me. And we were actually doing a performance of Britney Slave for You with a live snake. Now, snakes don't have manners or bathroom etiquette, and decided to just go and do a full-fledged poo all on the stage while we were mid-performance. Paul was actually on the ground at this time.
I was.
And let's just say things got very, very messy.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it, Paul
Ryder?
Oh, my God. Now, Davina Devine isn't the only person who sent in a voice note this morning. God.
Paul Ryder thinks he's Cheryl Cole in auditions.
Oh, is that true?
Oh,
is that true?
God, yes.
This is the wonderful Mr. Sean Gilligan, who has a little story about Paul.
Paul Ryder thinks he's Cheryl Cole in auditions. Because every time someone is about to begin to sing or act, he always says, whenever you're ready, sounding like Cheryl Cole on X Factor.
Is that true, Paul Ryder?
That is so true.
Is it true?
They always say, I'm ready, and I always go, whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, there you go. And finally, for your birthday, lovely Paul Ryder, we have this message in.
And they just explode everywhere and go all over that server.
Do you have any idea who that is?
No.
Are you serious?
Who is it?
And they just explode everywhere and go all over that server.
I have
so Paul was then in Carton
House
with
husband.
His two friends.
Oh my God.
Victoria's Secret and Kerry Hanapi. And he was in the bar and there was a person that served him at his table a bottle of champagne and the champagne happened to just explode everywhere and go all over that server. Who was the server, I wonder? if he can remember that.
It was him.
It was your husband who you didn't recognise when I first played that clip.
That wasn't him.
It was him.
Oh my God, my cheeks
are
sore.
Well, that is the wonderful... your cheeks are sore? Well, happy birthday to you, Paul Ryder. My goodness. Paul Ryder, happy birthday. Oh. This is your life on 98FM.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
What a more fitting song to play just before we
have a chat.
I was going to say introduce the wonderful Jess Kelly, who is running as the 98FM ambassador for this year's VHI Women's Mini Marathon, which kicks off on Sunday. Jess, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. I've had only one cup of coffee this morning. That's why I'm pushing all the buttons around.
Ah,
but you know what? That's neither here nor there. Listen, are you excited for Sunday?
I am buzzing. And do you know what? It feels very apt that the two of you, I'm chatting to the two of you on my last update, because the two of you both featured in my very first mini marathon last year. I don't know if you remember.
Really?
Last year on the Sunday, I came in here. I was like an excited kid going to school.
I remember this.
You were upstairs and you were like, are you running today? And I was like, yeah, I'm so nervous I could cry. And you're like, you'll be great. Go and enjoy it. And I was like, oh my God, that's a pep in my step.
Oh yeah, my God. It's a full circle moment for you.
Well, then I got to the start line. I did my seventh nervous wee. And who did I hear blaring across Only Dame Stuffy?
Yeah. Only Dame.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Full whack. Gave me the little high five as I walked to the top.
Yeah.
So this actually feels like the perfect setup to my second mini marathon.
How many times have you done this?
This will be my second.
This is your second.
Yeah.
And who are you running for this year?
So I'm running for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, which does incredible work. Every single cent that we raise is going to them. We have already hit our target. So we set the goal of €2,000. We're just over €2,000. But if you have €2, €5, whatever it is, would you please consider going to idonate.ie/runfordrcc, because they do remarkable work. And what I found last year is when you're running for a brilliant cause and people have donated, it makes all of the 10 kilometres that bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and so many people are running for different causes at it, but you get to meet so many interesting people. And did you meet anybody interesting last year?
Yeah.
That you were chatting with along the way?
Yeah, and I've been saying this over the last little while, in that I did my training, but I hadn't prepared for the emotion of the day.
Yeah.
And you hear so many incredible stories. And again, I heard you and our brilliant colleagues at 98FM chatting to people along the way on the day, and you hear these remarkable stories. But the woman who kind of stands out in my memory is a woman that I met just as we were crossing over onto, I think it was Baggot Street, in and around that area. And she was saying to me that she's done it for the last 18 years in memory of her children. She's lost two children.
Oh my goodness.
And she said, and this was a top tip, that if you dedicate a kilometer to every person in your life, so pick someone, whether it's your friends, your family, someone you've loved, someone you've lost, again, the time goes by that bit easier. So I have my 10 people in my brain that I'm going to run a kilometer for on the day. And what I would say is, if you're doing it on the day, right, just power through. Don't be focused on how quickly someone else is doing it.
Yeah.
Don't be focused on anything else. If you end up being the last person to cross the finish line,
you've done it.
Who cares? You're doing the thing. Mm. And I think if you can go in, soak up as much of the atmosphere as possible. Brace yourself for all weathers, because every time I check the weather forecast,
yeah, it's changing.
Roasting hot, I've had a bit of snow, I've had a bit of rain. I think it's going to be one of those mixed bag days.
Yeah.
So go in with an open mind. Do your nervous wheeze. Do, like, if you've done all your nervous wheeze, try for one more, because you will need to go again.
Yeah, just don't do it as you're running.
No. That's my big
goal. You can stop.
Forget about crossing the finish line. Not wet yourself on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah.
But I think you just build yourself up, but soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? And it is a great atmosphere. You meet so many different types of people, and everybody is running for something.
Yeah.
Well, Jess, everybody is running for something. But this year, especially, like you last year, some people might be at their first time.
Yeah.
Some people might be getting ready to do this for the very first time. Any advice that you can give as somebody who was there last year, who has trained, but then they just don't know what to expect?
Yeah. So I had felt so comfortable in terms of my running ability, but as I said, the emotion of the day, also the scale of the day. I'm someone who runs on my own, and suddenly I was running across where I went to school and went to college with 20 something thousand other women. It's overwhelming. Mm. So I think what you need to do is realize that if it is your first time, there are thousands of people in the same boat.
Yeah.
Nobody is looking at you. Nobody is laughing at you. Mm. Nobody is timing you. They are all just taking part. And so embrace the community vibe of it all. Bring a bottle of water. Make sure that you take your headphones. If you're running with headphones, take them out for a little while and enjoy the noise of the crowd, particularly when you're going under the UCD bridge. fully embrace it and just have the crack, embrace it.
When the marathon is done on Sunday, what are your plans for celebrating and recovery?
I am probably going to get into the fetal position and I'm going to, I might watch, you know, the really sad episodes of Grey's Anatomy, you know, when George dies.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're just going to confound the day.
You know, you need an emotional release.
Right.
Now, if the weather is good, last year the weather was so good that we just stayed in the city centre, had
beautiful.
An amazing
and
time.
Soaked it up.
But yeah, I do anticipate being in the fetal position for a good while.
Jess Kelly, our 98FM ambassador for the BHI Women's Mini Marathon. We wish you all the best.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.